Welcome to the online edition of In Touch Online for August 2021, with an opening address from the Provincial Grand Master. Calm this in and crack on. Freedom lies in being bold. If there is one thing that the recent series of Meet the Officer Zoom events has revealed to me, it is that we have quite a few Yorkshire men in Wiltshire Freemasonry. It's also true to say that behind many a Wiltshire Freemason, there is a Yorkshire lass. I count myself in that group, and I can truly say that you can take the lass out of Yorkshire, but you can't take Yorkshire out of the lass, which Sally never ceases to impress on me. So in this edition of In Touch Online, I'm very pleased to wish all our White Rose supporters a happy Yorkshire Day. Following the recent announcement from the Prime Minister, Masonic meetings across the province have resumed with hardly any restrictions whatsoever. I know I speak for the provincial team when I say how much we're looking forward to supporting our lodges at their installation meeting. From a personal perspective, I'm also hoping to be able to attend a number of the planned initiation meetings, particularly those involving the gentlemen who have been supporting the Meet the Officer series of Zoom meetings. Some brethren have queried the situation with regard to the wearing of masks or face coverings in meetings, as there appear to be mixed messages flying around. The law is quite clear in that it is not mandatory for anyone to wear a face covering other than in certain places and in enclosed spaces where it is difficult to maintain social distancing. The message from the UGLE is that we must comply with all legal requirements from time to time in force. Some Masonic halls have issued guidance requesting brethren to wear masks. Such a policy does not carry the force of law and is advisory. It is up to individual members to decide whether they wish to attend a meeting masked or unmasked. After everything we have been through, it would be regrettable if face coverings became a point of contention. I'm sure that a liberal application of common sense will determine our practices in the lodge and at the festive board. I'm confident that following the guidance issued by the government and the UGLE will see us through the next few weeks, at which point we expect a further relaxation in the guidance governing association, social distancing, mask wearing, and the need to self-isolate, especially if we've been double jabbed. I was pleased to be able to join Derek Gibbons and 30-plus lodge charity stewards at a Zoom meeting at which members of the Berkshire Masonic Charity made a presentation. This was followed by a superb presentation from Simon Leafield, which was followed by a challenging question and answer session. I was particularly pleased to note the zeal and passion demonstrated by a number of contributors. It really is important that lodge office holders are not simply placemen, but that they should be more than able to articulate their views on the subject for which they represent the brethren of the lodge. I was also delighted to join the communication team for the seventh and final Meet the Officer meeting when Steve Lee was the guest speaker. I feel sure everyone who has attended the series will agree with me that they have been very worthwhile. Sadly, due to illness, the meeting on Wednesday the 25th of August, at which Deputy Grand Secretary Graham Redman was to be the guest speaker, has had to be postponed. Bradford-on-Avon Freemasons will be opening the doors of Wallington Hall on Sunday the 12th of September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. as part of the National Heritage Open Day. Showcasing Wiltshire Freemasonry and the two lodges which meet in the town, Principal Organiser Tony Haffenden has told In Touch Online that the lodges have three aims: to encourage new membership for the Bradford and Avon lodges, to recruit new paid users for the upstairs room in Wallington Hall, and to provide hosts for those people with an interest in history to view the lovely old building. If you can spare an hour or two and would like to be involved with this wonderful project, please contact Tony via email, antonyhaffenden@gmail.com. Devizes Freemasons will welcome visitors to the Masonic Hall in Morris Lane on Saturday the 11th of September between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. The brethren are keen to set up a really good event this year, given COVID prevented them doing so last year. The lodge will be displaying Masonic regalia and historical documents and an amazing collection of Masonic jewels. In addition, there will be tours of the lodge, which will include talks on the part Freemasons play in the local community. The Masonic Hall has had as many as 300 members of the public through the doors in the past, and look forward to a high level of interest this year. Paul Robinson of Lodge of Fidelity is coordinating this event. Salisbury Freemasons are entertaining two visits by members of the Salisbury History Festival on Monday the 30th of August. Jeremy Moody from the Salisbury History Festival said, "As a past member of Salisbury District Council, and having lived in Salisbury all my life, I've always admired the Masonic Hall and wondered what the interior looks like." Ralph Moore, on behalf of Freemasons Hall, said, "We are looking forward to welcoming members of the Salisbury History Festival and showcasing Freemasonry in the city." While many COVID restrictions were lifted on Monday the 19th of July, I'm sure it might prove useful to reiterate the UGLE's stance, which covers both the craft and Royal Arch. 1. In holding lodge and chapter meetings, it is essential that brethren and companions comply with all legal requirements from time to time in force. 2. Provided they do so, it is not UGLE's policy to impose restrictions on meeting beyond those required by the law. 3. No pressure must be applied to anyone either to attend or refrain from attending meetings. 4. The same principle applies to the wearing of face coverings, which should be regarded as a matter of personal choice. 5. The use of the modifications to the ceremonies introduced in the summer of 2020 to enable ceremonies to be performed should cease as soon as is practicable, except where local legal requirements are imposed in relation to such matters as social distancing. 6. The ceremony of raising and of exaltation in the Royal Arch is once again permitted. And finally, 7. It is nonetheless sensible to ensure that a candidate for any degree, and in particular that of initiation, is made aware that the ceremony he will undergo will involve a measure of physical contact, so that he can make his own decision as to whether to proceed with it at this time. The Brethren of St. Patrick's Lodge, number 295 in the Irish Constitution, held their first stated communication since COVID-19 at Warminster Masonic Hall on Saturday the 31st of July. The lodge, which featured in the summer edition of Across the Plain, is associated with the Royal Dragoon Guards, which carries the history of four regiments: the 4th Royal Irish Dragoon Guards, the 5th Dragoon Guards, the 7th Dragoon Guards, and the 5th Inniskilling Dragoons. All four were raised between 1685 and 1689, when James II and William of Orange fought for the English throne. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result has been described as madness. The Brethren of Highworth Lodge decided that it is time to do something different in order to make themselves known to a new audience. Having enlisted the support of the provincial communication team, the lodge undertook a social media campaign and a targeted leaflet drop inviting local residents to meet the Masons. On Saturday the 14th of August at 7 a.m, the provincial communication team will set up a display gazebo in the town's regular Saturday market to promote the 40th anniversary of Freemasonry in the town. It's a great initiative by the lodge, and we wish them well as they take the message that Freemasonry welcomes new members. The provincial communication team will be taking the display trailer to the Swindon and Cricklade Railway annual military weekend, which is due to take place on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of September 2021. This is always a great event and is usually attended by hundreds of visitors. Planning is well underway for the 2021 meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge, which this year will move from its home in Salisbury to a new venue, the Civic Hall, Trowbridge. The summons for the meeting was sent out via the online summer edition of Across the Plain. And where members were not able to receive an electronic version, lodge secretaries have ensured the dispatch of a hard copy. This year's meeting will see the Provincial Grand Master invest Simon Leafield as Deputy Provincial Grand Master and Phil Still as Assistant Provincial Grand Master. If you want a reason to attend, the opportunity to witness these ceremonies is well worth the trip. Talking of the trip, Trowbridge is ideally situated in the centre of the province to make it universally accessible, with great rail and bus links. For brethren who choose to drive, there is ample free parking a short walk from the Civic Hall. We look forward to welcoming a bumper audience to Trowbridge for the first proper Provincial Grand Lodge since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. If members of your lodge will be attending, why not let us know and let's do a shout out for you. Join members of the province at Trowbridge for what promises to be an experience not to be missed. Contact pcowiltshire@gmail.com for further details. Wiltshire Freemasons have had a long association with the armed forces, and by default, charities which support the current and past members of the military. One such charity is the Royal British Legion and their annual poppy appeal. During the past year, funding for the British Legion has been adversely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Allied to this has been the loss of a number of veterans who collected on behalf of the charity. The Legion has made a countrywide appeal for the support of Freemasons to help them in 2021. Wiltshire Freemasons have been asked whether they can provide volunteers to help sell poppies in Marlborough. If you're a veteran and would like to help raise funds for the Royal British Legion, please let the editor know. Just email pcowiltshire@gmail.com. Talking of raising funds for the incredible work undertaken by the Legion, Paul Robinson from Lodge of Fidelity organised a fundraising event at the Crown, Bishop's Canning's, to support the poppy appeal and the centenary of the British Legion. The event featured a barbecue with the food being cooked on two barbecues specially made for the occasion by Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers apprentices from the Defence School of Electronic and Mechanical Engineering. Very regrettably, and due to illness, the Anthony Wilson Memorial Lecture, due to be presented by Graham Redman on Wednesday, the 25th of August, has had to be postponed. The new date for this event will be published as soon as possible. Richard Wright celebrates 40 years, not his 40th birthday, but 40 years since he was initiated into Freemasonry. Richard is a member of White Horse Lodge, which meets in the town of Westbury, which lies in the shadow of the famous White Horse at Bratton Camp. The original Iron Age hill fort defences were built over 2,000 years ago, and these earthworks protected a settlement containing roundhouses, granaries, stores and workshops. The design and construction showed the effectiveness of the hill fort to its enemies. While Richard isn't old enough to remember anything of the history of the White Horse, he is able to celebrate his 40th anniversary of becoming a Freemason. Congratulations, Richard. Thank you for listening.